Now, in the studio today, I have Paula and Joe from the Home Meadows Care Home in Toft. Is that correct? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Lovely to have you here. Now, something very interesting. You're launching Parkinson's disease. You're launching a dance programme for people that suffer from Parkinson's. But before we go into that, I want to know a little bit more about Home Meadows itself. So, Joe, you can tell us a bit about it.
Well, Home Meadows is a residential home in Toft, Cambridgeshire. We're home to 49 residents. We have some people with Parkinson's, and I also have a meet and greet group on a Tuesday. And we've got a gentleman there with Parkinson's, and we do a regular dance session with Paula, and we just got chatting about what we could do. And this idea that Paula had, that she's been studying on, we decided to try and launch a Parkinson's group. But
opening out to the community as well, because
you were talking both about this. This is great, isn't it? Because it's a community-based thing, isn't it?
It's all about community. In fact, everything we do at Home Meadow, it's community. We want people to know who we are.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we want people to join in. It's a lovely place to be.
Break down the barrier between the home and the community, so there's access for people.
Which is a good point, but just going back to Parkinson's disease, can one of you explain what exactly Parkinson's disease is? Paula, is that for you to explain?
Yeah.
I know it's neurological, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a neurological disease. And people have different varying symptoms. So people might have struggle with balance, freezing, numbness. There's all sorts of symptoms that people may be struggling. People who live with Parkinson's might be struggling.
And the age is getting younger, isn't it, with people with Parkinson's? Is that right? Or is there an age that it sort of starts? There is no rhyme or reason to it, is there?
No. I think...
Interesting. Okay.
So
with this in mind, you've got this fantastic launch that started last week, didn't it?
Yes, 21st of September. Really excited about that.
How's it been going?
I trained in Dance for Parkinson's. I'm a member of People Dancing, which is Foundation for Community Dance in UK. And English National Ballet have also done lots of work on a programme for Dance for Parkinson's, and a New York dance company. And I had good fortune to this summer be trained by two of their tutors.
Oh, wow.
So that was brilliant. And now just really excited to bring that to Cambridgeshire.
Now, dance is a very important thing. We were talking earlier how nobody likes to do exercise when they really want to do exercise.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Dancing is much more appealing, isn't it?
Yes, most definitely.
We all grew up dancing, going to discos, dancing in our own kitchen or bedrooms or whatever,
exactly,
and having a...
It's always best to say, let's go and listen to some music and have a bit of a dance.
Absolutely.
As soon as I say to you, do you fancy some exercise? Then you fall asleep.
Absolutely. I would completely turn off. So that's been the key thing, isn't it? Because so far, it's been very successful, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And there's lots of research to show that dance can help people living with Parkinson's. And it can aid people physically, mentally and socially. It can help people with the mobility that they have, with encouraging that. So the classes are very much designed specifically for people with Parkinson's, and we look at loosening up the spinal area, just encouraging balance. But it's really working with what people have. So when people come into that class, they're thinking, and we're exploring what we can do with our bodies, not thinking for that hour or so a week, not thinking about what they can't do and what they struggle with. So mentally and physically, hopefully, I'd like to think, because I know I do, you leave the class a little bit more relaxed and a bit lighter feeling.
And do your do the people that they choose their music that they want to dance to?
I'm always asking people, what's your favourite music? Because that's
lovely.
You know that everybody knows that when you hear your favourite music, that's good. But I also am selecting music, thinking about rhythms. So we do everything. Last week we were doing everything from tango to Saturday Night Fever and a bit of Beatles and all sorts, really.
And it was very enjoyable.
Yeah, I'm sure. And so, Joe, you were saying that because you're trying to connect with the community for Home Meadows. That's really important. It's not just about Home Meadows doing it, but you're reaching out.
This is really all about community. It's like on a Tuesday, I have a meet and greet group, and it's for people that are at home They're on their own, and it's just nice to have someone to come and talk to.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to find these people, get these people to come along. And, you know, they spend the day there, they have their dinner. We often have music, we do all different sorts of activities. So it's community. That is where we need, because we're in a rural location, and there's lots of people that they sit in their little rooms on their own, you know, see the odd carer.
Yeah, and it's very important to come out, isn't it?
We want to do something about it.
Mm. And connecting with other people.
Most definitely.
And Paula, you were talking about dance, not just for Parkinson's sufferers, but also it helps dementia.
Yeah.
To be honest, it helps everyone, doesn't
exactly
it?
Exactly that, yeah. As a community dance practitioner, and I work from toddlers to people in their hundreds, I think, at Home Meadow.
Yeah.
And it helps everybody.
And if you're feeling down or blue or any other symptoms that you have that you need to get out of, dance is important.
I think once
you
relax, the music is key, as you've mentioned. And I think what I definitely see is once people are relaxed and their movement becomes more expansive, and then they gain the physical benefits as well from that.
And they don't even realise, we don't even realise we're doing it, do we?
No.
Because when we were growing up, we were dancing to discos and music, and that's how I kept fit.
Music is a powerful tool, especially with people with dementia. It doesn't really matter where they are on their journey. They'll always remember the words to a song.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that, you know, it's...
And it often triggers recall of memory for me when I'm working with them, stories.
That's a good point, actually, isn't it? So we want to obviously make people, listeners, aware of what's going on here for Home Medical Care. So what's the website we have to go to here we want to look at?
So for me, with Dance for Parkinson's, if you want to contact me, my details, I run Mosaic Dance, and I have a website, www.mosaicdance.com. So my contact details are on there. And then people can email me, phone me about the Dance for Parkinson's classes, which we're running fortnightly. And people can just come in for that hour of the class to Home Meadow and access that for free.
Right.
It's a free course up until Christmas. We're providing that for
that's
free.
That's really accessible.
And,
that's fantastic.
And thanks to Home Meadow.
And we also have links on Healthcare Homes website. Yeah, it's www.healthcarehomes.co.uk. So you can get to Paula on that website.
Lovely.
That plus you'll see all the other things, like we have a baking club. In fact, a couple of days ago, we was making cheese scones. Last week we was making banana cakes.
Lovely.
So, you know, it's all fun.
Yeah,
it's all fun,
and that's what it should be. Paula and Joe, thank you very much indeed.
No,
from Home Meadow Care Home.
Thank
it's very, very nice to hear what's going on there, and it sounds invaluable. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much indeed.
We're going to have the travel news now.